Shlishi. Al toma bilvovcha, do not say in your heart, ba'adoif Hashem alekecha oisa milfonecha, when Hashem pushes out these nations before you, lemor saying, pitzit kasi, it is because of my righteousness, heviani Hashem, that Hashem brought me, loreshes es ha'oretz hazois, to take possession of this land. Uvarishas ha'goyim o'ele, and also it is because of the wickedness of these nations, Hashem morisho miponecha, that Hashem is driving them out from before you. Do not say it is because of two reasons that Hashem is chasing them out, because of the wickedness of the nations, and also because of your tzidkus, because of your righteousness. Lo b'tzidkascha, it is not because of your righteousness, uv'yosher levavcha, and because of the uprightness of your heart, atavol oreshes es artzom, that you are coming to take possession of their land. Ki, rather, berishas hagoyim o'ele, it is because of the wickedness of these nations, Hashem alekecha mayrisho miponecha, that Hashem chased them out from before you. And also, uleman hokim es hadavar, in order to fulfill the thing, asher nishba Hashem la'avoisecha, that Hashem swore to your fathers, la'avram, li'yitzchak, li'yakov, to Avram, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov. It is not because of your righteousness, but rather it is because of the wickedness of the nations, and also because of his promise to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Do not think it is because of your righteousness. Biodata, because you should know, ki loy v'tzidkoscha Hashem alekecha, noisin lecho es ha'oretz ha'toy b'hazois l'rishto. It is not because of your righteousness that Hashem is giving you this good land to take possession of. Ki amkeshe arif ato, because you are a stubborn nation, and you always sinned to Hashem. Zechor al tishkach, remember, do not forget, eis asher ksavto es Hashem alekecha b'midbar, how you angered Hashem in the midbar. L'min hayoyim asher yotzoso me'eret Mitzrayim, from the day that you left the land of Mitzrayim, ad boyachem ad amokim azeh, until you came to this place, mamrim ha'isem im Hashem, you have been rebels against Hashem. And now the pasuk lists many averos that Klal Yisrael did in the midbar. Uvechorev at Har Sinai hiksaftem es Hashem, you angered Hashem. Vayisanaf Hashem bochem lahashmid eschem, and Hashem became full of anger against you to destroy you. Ba'aloisi ha'hora, when I went up to the mountain, lokachas luchais ha'avonim, to take the stone luchais habris, the luchais of the bris, the luchais of the covenant, asher koras Hashem imochem, that Hashem sealed with you. Va'eshev bahar, and I stayed at the mountain, arborim yoim v'arborim laila, for 40 days and 40 nights, lechem lo'achalti, I did not eat any bread, umayim lo'shosisi, and I did not drink any water. Vayitin Hashem elai eshnei luchais ha'avonim, and Hashem gave to me two stone tablets, kesuvim be'etzba elikim, written with the finger of Hashem. Va'alehem, and on them was written, kechol ha'devor ma'shadib Hashem imochim bahor, all the words that Hashem spoke to you in the mountain, mitoicho esh, from the midst of the fire, b'yom ha'kohol, on the day of the gathering. Because on the luchais were written the aseres hadibrois, and included in the aseres hadibrois are all the mitzvois, as Rashi tells us in Parshas Mishpatim, Perik Chavdalid, Pasuk Yudbeis. Vayihi miketz arborim yoim, and it was at the end of these 40 days, va'arborim laila, and 40 nights. Nosan Hashem elai, Hashem gave to me eshnei luchais ha'avonim, the two stone tablets, luchais habris, the luchais of the covenant. Vayomer Hashem elai, and Hashem said to me, kum, get up, raid maher mizeh, go down quickly from this mountain, ki shicheis amecho asher hoitzeisa mimitzroyim, because the nation that you took out of Mitzrayim became corrupt. Soru maher, they quickly turned away min aderech asher tzivisem, the way that I commanded them. Osu lohem masecha, they made for themselves an avodizora made from melted metal. Vayomer Hashem elai lemor, and Hashem said to me, saying, Ro'isi es ha'omazeh, I have seen this nation, v'hinei am kishe oyerfu, and behold, they are a stubborn nation. Heref mimeni, release me, v'ashmidem, and I will destroy them, v'emcha eshemom, and I will erase their name, mitachas hashemoyim, from underneath the heavens. V'es ha'oischa, and I will make you, Moshe Rabbeinu, legoi otzum v'rov mimenu, to a greater and stronger nation than them. Vo'efen, and I turned, vo'ered min ahor, and I went down from the mountain. V'ahor bo'er bo'esh, and the mountain was burning in fire. U'shnei luchais habris, and the two luchais habris, al shtei yodai, were on my two hands. What is the meaning that the luchais were al shtei yodai, on my two hands? The Mefarshim explained, because Moshe did not have to carry the luchais floated in the air by themselves. And therefore the Pasuk says that the luchais were not held by Moshe, but rather al shtei yodai, they were on my two hands. Va'ere, and I saw, v'hine chatosim l'Hashem alekechem, that you sinned to Hashem your God. Asisim lochem, you made for yourselves, egel masecha, an egel made from melted metal. Sartem maher min aderech asher tziva Hashem eschem. You turned away quickly from the way that Hashem has commanded you. Vo espois b'shnei haluchais, and I grabbed hold of the two luchais. Vo ashlichem, and I threw them down me'al shtei yodai, from my two hands. Vo ashabareim le'enechem, and I broke them before your eyes. And the Mefarshim ask, why does the Pasuk have to say, Vo espois, and I grabbed the hold of the luchais? The Pasuk had already said that the luchais were in the hands of Moshe. Shari Haran quotes Taisvis, who says that the luchais were thrown down with great strength in order to break them. It was for that reason that the Pasuk says that Moshe grabbed the luchais, because in order to break them, he had to take hold of them tightly and throw them down with might. Arachayim answers differently. He says, before the chet, the luchais carried themselves, as the Pasuk says, Al shtei yodai, the luchais were on my hands. But after Moshe saw the egel, the kedusha departed from the luchais, and Moshe had to grab them and hold them in his hands. And the pasuk continues, Vosnafel lefnei Hashem, and Moshe said, I fell in prayer before Hashem, karishona, like the first time. Because Moshe went up now for a second time to Har Sinai. The first time he went up was on Zion Sivan, and he was there for 40 days and 40 nights until the 17th day of Tammuz. On the 17th day of Tammuz, he came down and broke the luchais. He burnt the egel and punished the sinners, the ones who worshipped the egel. On the next day, on Yud Ches B'Tammuz, Moshe went up for a second time in order to daven for Klal Yisrael, that Hashem should forgive Klal Yisrael for the egel that they made. And the pasuk is saying over here that just like I went up the first time for 40 days and 40 nights, so too when I went up for a second time, it was also for 40 days and 40 nights. Vo'esnapa lefnei Hashem karishoino, and I fell in prayer before Hashem karishoino, like the first time. Just like the first time was for 40 days and 40 nights, so too the second time, arborim yoim va'arborim laila, it was for 40 days and 40 nights. Lechem lo yochalti umayim lo shosisi, I did not eat any bread nor drink any water. Al kol chataschem asher chatosem, in order to seek atonement for your sin that you sinned, lasis hara b'nei Hashem lachisoi, by doing evil in the eyes of Hashem to anger him. Ki agurti, because I was afraid, mipnei ha'afo achemo, because of the anger of Hashem, asher kotzav Hashem aleichem lahashmin eschem, that Hashem was angry at you to destroy you. And although Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Klal Yisrael even before he came down from the mountain, at the end of the first 40 days, he said the tefillah of Vayechal, and because of that tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael, like the Pasuk says, Vayinochem Hashem al Horo'o asher diber lasos la'amoy, Hashem changed his mind about the bad that he planned to do to the nation. The Mefarshim explained that that was not a complete forgiveness. Hashem just forgave them that he would not destroy them in one shot. However, he was still planning on destroying them slowly, just like he did after the forgiveness of the Avera of the Meraglim. That is why Moshe said, I was still afraid of the Af and the Chema, even after I davened. And therefore, I am davening a second time in the middle 40 days. Vayishma Hashem Elai, and Hashem listened to me, Gam Bapam Ahi, also this time, and he forgave them totally. Uva'aron isanaf Hashem ma'oid lashmidoi, and against Aaron, Hashem became very angry to destroy him. Hashem was angry at Aharon because he listened to Klal Yisrael and helped them make the Egel. And although Aaron did this l'shem shemayim in order to stall time that maybe in the interim Moshe Rabbeinu would come down from the mountain, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik b'tzadikim k'chut ha'saira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu scrutinizes even the smallest misdeeds of tzadikim and punishes them for it. And therefore Hashem, filled with anger against Aaron, lashmidai, to destroy him, which Rashi explains, to destroy his children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy all four of his children. Vo'espalal gam ba'ar Aharon, and I davened for Aharon bo'isahi at that time, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to me halfway and only killed two of his children, Nadav and Avihu. However, Elazar and Isamar remained alive. And we see from here that one of the reasons that Nadav Avihu died was because of their father Aharon's Avera by making the Egel. We have already learned in previous parshas other averos that Nadav Avihu did that caused them to die. For example, in Parsha Shmini, Rashi brings down two reasons. One avera was, Hiru halacha mipnei Moshe Rabbon, they paskined a shayla before their Rebbe Moshe. A second reason brought down by Rashi in Parsha Shmini is, Shtudye yayin nichnas, they entered the Mishkan while being intoxicated with wine. Rashi in Parashat Mishpatim tells us yet another reason that really they were supposed to die by Matan Torah, because Vayechazu es Elohim, Vayechlu, Vayishdu, they looked too closely at Hashem by Matan Torah. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to ruin the Simcha of Matan Torah and therefore pushed off their death to a later date. We also learned in Parashat Achrei Mois, the Dasakena Mibali HaTosfos says that the reason why Nadav Avihu died was because they felt they were too important and nobody was worthy of marrying them, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed them. Over here, in this parasha, we see yet another reason that the reason why they died was because of Aharon's Avera. And the pasuk continues, Veschataschem, and your sin, Asher Asisem es Ha'egel, that you made the Egel, Lo Kachti, I took this Egel, Vo Esroif Oisei Bo Eish, and I burnt it in fire, Vo Ekois Oisei, and I pounded it, Tochon Heitev, grinding it well, Ad Asher Dak Le'ofor, until it was fine as dust, and I threw its dust el hanachal hayorid min ahor, into the valley that came down from the mountain. And although in Parshas Kisisa, Perik Lamed Beis Pasuk Chof, it says that Moshe sprinkled the dust of the Egel over the water and gave it to the Bnei Yisrael to drink, and the ones who worshipped the Egel would die from this drink, so why isn't this mentioned over here? Ramban says that it is not mentioned over here out of respect for Klal Yisrael, in order not to embarrass Klal Yisrael by telling them that their ancestors were tested the way a soita, a woman who commits adultery, is tested, because she too was tested by drinking water to see if she was mazana or not. And Moshe did not want to mention that Klal Yisrael were tested in the same manner. And actually, this pasuk is written out of sequence, because on the 17th day of Tammuz, when Moshe came down from the mountain and broke the luchais, he also burned the egel and punished the sinners. It was on the next day, the 18th day of Tammuz, that he went back up to Har Sinai to daven for Klal Yisrael. Therefore, the logical order of these psukim should have been first Pasuk Yud Zayin, where Moshe broke the luchais, then Pasuk Chof Aleph, where Moshe burned the egel, and both of these took place on the 17th day of Tammuz, and then psukim Yud Ches through Chof, which discuss Moshe davening to Hashem during the middle 40 days, which started from Yud Ches Tammuz. And Moshe continues by telling Klal Yisrael other averos that they did in the Midbar, uve savero and in tavero, uve maso and by maso, uve kivroi sataivo and by kivroi sataivo, matzifim heyisem es Hashem, you angered Hashem. By tavero, as the Pasuk says in Parshas Baloischo, Perik Yudal of Pasuk Beis, you angered Hashem by complaining that we are traveling too far in one day. Uva Masa, and by Masa, you angered Hashem by complaining because of your lack of water, and at Kivra Sataiva, you angered Hashem by complaining because of your lack of meat. Uva Shloyach Hashem Eschem, and when Hashem sent you Mikodesh Barnea, from Kodesh Barnea, to spy on the land, Lamor saying, Alu, go up, Urushu Es Haoretz, take possession of the land, Asher Nosati Lochem, that I have given you. Vatamru, however, you brought back a bad report and rebelled as Pi Hashem Elokeichem, the word of Hashem your God. V'loi he'emantem loy, you did not believe in Hashem. V'loi shematem b'koiloi, and you did not listen to His voice. Mamrem he'isem im Hashem, miyem dati eschem, you have been rebels against Hashem from the day I knew you, and therefore you cannot say it is because of your tzidkis that Hashem is bringing you into Eretz Yisrael, because we see that you sinned so many times in the Midbar. Vo'esnapa lefnei Hashem, and Moshe continues by saying that I fell in tefillah before Hashem, es arborim hayoim ve'es arborim halaylo, the 40 days and the 40 nights, asher esnapolti, that I fell before Hashem, ki omar Hashem lahashmin eschem, because Hashem said that He wanted to destroy you. And Rashi tells us that this is actually the same tefillah mentioned in Pasuk Yud Ches that Moshe davened during the middle 40 days that he was at Har Sinai. And over here, the following psukim will tell us the details what Moshe said during that tefillah. And although it would have made more sense to place the details of the tefillah earlier in Pasuk Yud Ches, Moshe did not want to go into details of the tefillah because he wanted to group together the averis of Klal Yisrael. He wanted to place the avera of the Egel, the avera of Tavera, Masa, Kivra Sataiva, and the Meraglim all together. And therefore he did not want to be mafsik with the details of the tefillah. And that is why it is said first now in Pasuk Chavo. Vo'espalal el Hashem, and I davened to Hashem, vo'imar, and I said, Hashem Elohim, al tashcheis amcho, do not destroy your nation, v'nachaloscho, and your heritage. Asher podiso v'godlecho, because you redeemed them with your greatness, asher otzeso mi Mitzrayim b'yod chazoko, you took them out of Mitzrayim with a strong hand. Zechor la'avodecha, remember for the sake of your servants, la'avram li'itzchak u'yakov, for the sake of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Al tefen el k'shiyom azeh, do not turn to the stubbornness of this nation, vel rishoy vel chatosoy, to their wickedness and to their sins. Pen yomru ha'oretz asher hoitzei sanu misham, lest the people of the land that you took us out from there will say, the people of Mitzrayim will say, mibli yecholes Hashem, it is because of the lack of Hashem's ability, lahaviyam el ha'oretz asher dibolohem, to bring Klal Yisrael to the land that he promised them. And that is why he killed them in the Midbar. And also, umisinase oisam, because he hated them, hoitziyam, he took them out, lahamisam ba'midbar, to kill them in the Midbar. Moshe davened and said, how can Hashem destroy Klal Yisrael? The Mitzrayim will say it is because of Hashem's lack of ability and lack of strength to bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. V'heim amecho v'nachalosecho, and they are your nation and your heritage, asher hoitzesa b'choychacho hagodol, that you took them out with great strength, u'bizroyacha hanetuya, and with your outstretched arm. We mentioned that Rashi learns that the tefillah here is the tefillah that Moshe davened during the middle 40 days that he was at Har Sinai. We learned earlier in Parshas Kisisa that Hashem informed Moshe at the end of the first 40 days that Klal Yisrael were worshipping the Egel. Even before Moshe went down, he davened to Hashem the tefillah of Vayechal Moshe, which is stated in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. And Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael after that tefillah. As the Pasuk says, Vayinochem Hashem al Hora'o asher diber lasez la'amod. And if you look in Parshas Kisisa, in the tefillah of Vayechal, Moshe mentions 2 points in that tefillah. Firstly, what will Mitzrayim say if Hashem destroys Klal Yisrael? They won't say that Klal Yisrael sinned, but rather they will say that Hashem destroyed Klal Yisrael because he did not have the power to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. And the second point mentioned in the tefillah of Vayechal is the schusim of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. The question arises that Rashi here tells us that psukim chaf hei through chaf tes are talking about the tefillah of Moshe during the middle 40 days at Har Sinai. However, the tefillah here seems exactly the same as the tefillah of Vayechal, which was said at the end of the first 40 days. Because here too, in Pasuk Chav Zayin, Moshe mentions the Schus Avos, as the Pasuk says, Zechor la'avodecho la'avrohom li'yitzchak u'liyakov. And he also mentions the issue of Mitzrayim, as the Pasuk says in Pasuk Chav Ches, Pen yomru ha'oretz asher yitzasa misham mibli yecholes Hashem. So how can this be the tefillah of the middle 40 days if it seems like the tefillah of Vayechal? Panim Yafos answers that Moshe repeated this tefillah of Vayechal over and over, even during the middle 40 days. Although Hashem already forgave them after the tefillah of Vayechal, as the Pasuk says, Vayinochim Hashem al Horo asher diber lasez la'amoy, that was not a total forgiveness. And therefore Moshe repeated this tefillah even during the middle 40 days to attain total forgiveness. Let us go back now on the Rashis. Zot Rashi Pasuk Dalet. Al Torme Bilvomcha, you shall not say in your heart, Tzidkasi, it is because of my righteousness, Verishas Hagoyim, together with the wickedness of the nations, Gormu, that was the cause why Hashem brought us to Eretz Yisrael. Loi b'tzidkascha, it is not because of your righteousness, Atabola Reshes, that you are coming to take possession of the land. Ki, rather, Berishas Hagoyim, it is because of the wickedness of the nations, and also because of Hashem's promise to the Avos. Zok Rashi, Hare ki mishamish b'loshen elo. This word ki means elo, rather. The Pasuk says, it is not because of your righteousness. Ki, rather, it is because Rishas Hagoyim, because of the wickedness of the nations, and Hashem's shvua to the Avos, that is why he is bringing you into Eretz Yisrael. Vo'eshev bahar, and Rashi is telling us that the word vo'eshev over here does not mean that I sat at the mountain, but rather, ein yeshiva elo loshen akava. The word yeshiva over here means a lashon of staying and lingering. Va'eshev bahar, and I stayed by the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. Zot Rashi luchos, luchas ksiv. The word luchos is written without a vav between the ches and the saf, and it is spelled as if it says luchas, which means one tablet. Sheshteim shavos, because both of them were equal. It is written in the singular luchas in order to stress that these two luchos were like one because they were the same size and the same weight. Zok Rashi vo'esnapa lifnei Hashem, and I fell in tefillah before Hashem korishono, like the first time, arboim yoim, for 40 days. Just like the first days were 40 days, so too the middle days were for 40 days. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Parshas Kisisa, ve'ato, and now elo el Hashem, I will go up to Hashem, ulay achapro, maybe I will be able to wipe away their sin. Ba'oisei aliyah nesakafti arboim yoim. Now the Pasuk is telling us that Moshe is saying that by that aliyah, when I went up then the second time, I also spent 40 days there. Because in the Pasuk in Parashas Kisisa, it does not say how long Moshe spent there. Now the Pasuk is telling us that then too he spent 40 days at the mountain. Nimso kolim b'chof tes ba'av. It comes out that the middle 40 days ended on the 29th day of Av. Shehu ala b'shmona asa b'tamuz. Because Moshe went up for the second time on the 18th day of Tammuz. And therefore he came down on the 29th day of Av. Boy Bayoim, on that day, Nitzratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael concerning the Luchais, and was willing to give them a new set of Luchais. Ba'omar lo l'Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Pisol l'cho shnei Luchais, form for yourself another Luchais. Also oid mem yoim, he spent another 40 days at Har Sinai, Nimso kolim b'yom HaKippurim, it comes out that the third set of 40 days ended on Yom Kippur. Boy Bayoim, on that day on Yom Kippur, Nisratza HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael b'simcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael b'simcha with happiness because of the Avera of the Egel. V'omeloi l'Moshe, and he said to Moshe, Solachti kidvarecha, I forgive you like your word. And actually, these words, Solachti kidvarecha, Rashi is borrowing from the words that were used by the Avera of the Meraglim. Because it was only by the Avera of the Meraglim, which took place after the Avera of the Egel, that Hashem told Moshe, Solachti kidvarecha. The words Solachti kidvarecha were never said on Yom Kippur after the Avera of the Egel. And therefore the Mefarshim explained Rashi, that Rashi is just borrowing this term from the words that Hashem said when he forgave the Avera of the Meraglim. L'kach hukva l'mechila u'l'slicha. And since this day of Yom Kippur was the day that Hashem forgave Klal Yisrael for the Avera of the Egel, therefore this day was fixed for generations to be a day that Hashem will always forgive Klal Yisrael. U'minayin sh'nisratza b'rotzon shalom. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael during the last 40 days with a complete forgiveness? She'nemar, because the Pasuk says, Be'arboim sh'luchas achroinois, during the last 40 days when Hashem gave Moshe the luchas achroinois, Moshe said, Va'anoichi omadati bahor, and I stood by the mountain, kayomim harishonim, like the first days. What is the comparison between the first 40 days and the last 40 days? Ma harishonim beratzoin, Rashi tells us, just like the first 40 days were with goodwill, because during the first 40 days, Klal Yisrael did not sin yet, it was only at the very end of the 40 days that Klal Yisrael did the Avera of the Egel. Af achroinim beratzoin, so too the last 40 days were also with goodwill. Although they did the Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them at that point for the Avera of the Egel. Emor me'ato, we can say now, emtsoyim hoyu bekas, that the middle 40 days, during the middle 40 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at Klal Yisrael. So it comes out, according to Rashi, that the sequence of events is as follows. Klal Yisrael received the Torah on Vav Sivan, on the sixth day of Sivan. On the next day, Zion Sivan, Moshe went up to Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, and he came down on the 17th day of Tammuz. When he saw the Egel, he broke the Luchais, burnt the Egel, and punished the sinners. On the next day, on the 18th day of Tammuz, he went back up to Daven for Klal Yisrael, and he was there until the 29th day of Av. At that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael and told Moshe to go down and get the stones for the new Luchais. Moshe went down, and he came back up and spent another 40 days at Har Sinai, which ended on Yom Kippur, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael totally for the Avera of the Egel. Zok Rashi, Uba Aaron is son of Hashem, and against Aaron, Hashem was very angry, Lefisha Shomalochem, since he listened to you and helped you make the Egel. Lehashmidoi, to destroy him, Ze Kilui Bonim, this is referring to the destruction of Aharon's children. And so we find the lashon of lehashmidoi to mean to destroy the fruit. Va'ashmid pirio mimal, and I will destroy its fruit from above. So to over here, lehashmidoi, Hashem wanted to destroy the fruit of Aharon, which means his children. Vespal gamba ad Aharon, and I davened also for Aharon. Vehoilo tfilosi lechaper mechza, and my tfila helped to atone on half. Umesu shnayim, two of his children died, Nadav and Avihu, v'nish'aru hashnayim, and two, Elazar and Isamar, remained alive. Zok Rashi tochoin, Moshe said that he ground up the ashes of the Egel very well. Lashon hoive, this word tochoin is in the present and means he was constantly doing it. He was constantly grinding up the ashes until it became a fine powder. Kimoi, just like holoich v'godoil, which means he was going and becoming greater constantly. So to tochoin means he was constantly grinding it until it became a fine powder. Zok Rashi vos napal, and I fell before Hashem in tefillah. Elu hein atzmam ha'amurim l'mala. This is actually the same tefillah that is mentioned in Pasuk Yud Ches. V'kaflon kan, and it is repeated over here, l'fisha kosov kan seder tefillosai, because over here it says the details of the tefillah, shenemar, like the Pasuk says in Pasuk Chavav, Hashem Elohim, al tashches amcha, Hashem Elohim, you should not destroy your nation. And the Pasuk continues to tell us the details of this tefillah that was mentioned earlier in Pasuk Yud Ches.